Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there, don't go anywhere.
Every chain must be broken, casting down imaginations, for we do not fight against our brother, but we wage war against Satan's power. I'm suited up with the armor of the Lord. I know what I was created for. Now I'm suited up with the armor of the Lord. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty through God to the pulling down strongholds.
Hallelujah, glory to God. That was a beautiful song done by Jenny Weaver titled Weapons of Our Warfare. I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the sixth day in April 2024. Learn to employ spiritual weapons for unquestionable dominion. Hallelujah. Our opening scripture is from 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 3 and 4, and it says, for though we live in the flesh, we do not wage war according to the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not the weapons of the world. Instead, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for waking us up into this beautiful Saturday morning. We also are grateful for your many blessings that you have in store for us today. We're also grateful for your word that you have sent to us. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, if you must reign in this life or walk in perpetual dominion, then it is required of you to know how to employ the spiritual weapons of warfare against the adversary so that you may continually walk in victory all the days of your life. Spiritual weapons are important because the forces we are up against are not physical, hence the need to confront spiritual forces with spiritual weapons. Please know this, child of God, your problem is not with any human being whom you can see, for your greatest opposition comes from demonic forces operating at various levels in the administrative structure of Satan. While it is true that these forces may use human elements to execute their evil and wicked agenda, God doesn't want you to be ignorant of the fact that Satan is the real source of every problem that you face in this world. In John chapter 10 verse 10, Jesus said, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Since your battles are waged from the dimensions of the spirit, it is unreasonable to engage in physical quarrels with any human being, even if that person were the human agent being used by the devil to fight against you. because whatever manifestation you may see or experience in the physical are perpetrated in the realm of the spirit. It is therefore required that you learn how to employ spiritual weapons to war against these powerful satanic forces whose determined agenda is to frustrate you and render you completely incapacitated in this world. However, if you do not want to become debilitated in this life, then you must learn how to fight with the spiritual weapons given to us in Scripture. Be alert always and don't be caught unprepared, because the devil is very vicious. In the coming days, we shall revisit the investigation of our spiritual weapons and how to employ them in the battles of life. Therefore, be prepared to kit yourself up with the full armor of God and be always battle ready to subdue the adversary in the name of Jesus. Amen. Shalom. Let us pray together. Believers, you say after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us these spiritual weapons as part of our equipping for a life of perpetual dominion. I declare that you are my strength, because you teach my hands to war and my fingers to fight. In Jesus' name, and all God's children say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the Scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below.
We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen.
Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Victoria Orenzi singing The Weapons. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifuna. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Of our warfare and not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Pulling down of strongholds. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Pulling down of strongholds. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Pulling down of strongholds. The weapons of our warfare. No canal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down, pulling down, pulling down the strongholds. Our weapons are mighty. Our weapons are mighty. Our weapons are mighty. Say the weapons, the weapons, the weapons of our warfare.
Spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. Empire. Hallelujah.
But the Bible says life and death is in your tongue. The Bible says every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you will condemn. Open your mouth. Condemn every tongue. Can I give you some minutes? Open your mouth. Condemn every tongue that rises against you in judgment. Open your mouth. Declare the word of the Lord. Condemn every tongue that rises against you in judgment. Your weapon. Aliyah.